You're supposed to clear your throat before the podcast, moron.
Shut up. I'd clear my throat whenever I want to, you bastard. Welcome to it, folks. It is the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter bringing it to you. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo. I don't know why I'm doing that. Oh, apparently just stalling finger, for time.
Finger pointing to. Yeah, sweet. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Welcome
yo,
to
yo,
it.
Yo, 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 yo. Anyway, the Plan B After Show podcast with you right now. Of course, we do fact and opinion, one awesome fact, one dumb opinion, and you do what you want with it. We don't care. We don't give a shit. That's your prerogative at this point. Got a crazy fact for today, and you're a speed guy. You like big motors and going fast. This one, though, is quite deadly. So the current water speed record is 318 miles per hour. Yeah. It was set by an Australian guy in 1978. Dude, that's hauling ass on the water. You know,
that might be the fastest way to die.
Yeah. Honestly. Well, actually, you're 100% right on that because since then, everyone who's tried to break the record has died. Dude, this record has an 85% fatality rate. That's bananas.
So literally, 85% of the time trying to break this record, you're dead.
You're dead. Wow. You're dead. Dude, you know, it is...
So 318 miles an hour on the water. Brock, do you understand how dangerous that is? One ripple of water is sending that watercraft into oblivion.
Done. Dude, I had a jet ski. I've ridden plenty of jet skis, and jet skis to me are terrifying. Dude, too fast. It's too fast.
You know what's the most terrifying thing about a jet ski? Being on the back.
You got that feeling like, it's fine. It's fine. I got this. Look, I have a little fishing boat. It's got a little 3.5. It goes 9 miles an hour. Fine. It's good. You know what? Totally. There's even times there on that thing. You'll like jerk it a little too much. Like, I couldn't imagine 318 miles an hour, dude.
Not to mention, one of the worst things is like when your buddy has that really fast boat. And you know what's enjoyable about hauling? You can't talk. What? It's a loud boat, and you're constantly just hitting waves. After wave and my neck eventually hurts. Yeah.
We did a fishing trip with my buddy Coho Bob, and it was a fishing tournament, and he's got a badass boat, dude. I mean, this thing is cool. It's made for getting to where you want to go and getting there quick. Well, the water was super choppy, and I wouldn't trust myself on this. Thank God he was there. But some of the waves even that we hit, man, at the speed we were going, I'm like, dude, this boat is going to bust apart. How is this thing not just shattered into a million pieces? It's like hitting concrete. I cannot believe it. Yeah. So I guess if anybody out there thinks they want to break this water speed record, fucking don't. Just don't do it because you're going to die. You're going to die.
How about this? Like, if you're 90 years old, you know, you got like a few weeks left, you know, you got a few weeks left. Try it. You know, maybe you can go off into the sunset, breaking a record. Be like, you know, I'm going to die anyway. Just max it out. Yeah. 319. I don't care. Just throttle up. I'm dying anyway. Let's go.
That's actually a really good idea. Why don't we get a bunch of death row inmates, and instead of injecting them, we'll just put them in these just badass boats. And if they
great show.
Tell you what, if you break the record, you get your freedom.
And if you live.
If you broke
the record, but he flipped.
He's dead. It's a ball of fire on the water. Yeah, dude, that's nuts, man. It's since 1978, that's what? 40 years? Over 40 years that stood the test of time?
So they have a thing real quick. You can YouTube it. It's like little mini jet boats. I don't know if you've seen them. They actually make tracks for these things where they go through ponds. It's so awesome, dude. The power these little tiny boats have, and they always do the first person GoPro.
They usually there's two people, right? You got a navigator and then the driver,
the
right?
Guy, because, you know, turn left, right, left,
left. Because
right,
the course, left. Dude, that's I'd almost rather be the driver than the navigator.
Seriously.
Dude, those courses are insane, man.
There's a good video out there. I'm not a good video, but it was a POV video of one of them flipping. And you can just tell like how fast these guys are going and how violent it is when they wreck. But it's incredible what these boats can do and how fast they turn. Wham, left, wham. Like, dude, my neck just watching
it.
It's like,
oh. Dude, it looks painful. It looks painful as hell. Yeah, well, I've never got the big. And if you own a, if you for some reason you're listening to this, if you're listening to our podcast and you own a cigarette boat, I guess. they're cool. Don't get me wrong, but I just don't see the appeal. I do not see the appeal.
You know what the appeal is? the fucking 10 women that come with it that's on the boat. That's the appeal. That's fair.
Actually, I did see a cigarette boat one time, and it was just littered with big titted.
You know? Like,
what? What? Yeah.
I now I gotta get it. You know, the boat will beat you to half to death, but. Amen.
Yeah, you might die, but at least you'll die surrounded by hot, scantily clad women. All right, fair enough.
You'll die like Hugh Hefner, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. the crash isn't from the speed. It's because you were looking at titties and then fucking boom, you wiped out. I will not be setting any speed record anytime soon in a boat. All of my stuff goes nice and slow because I don't want to die, and that's good enough for me. I got a mini bike that only... What?
Nice pontoon. That's all we need, man.
Let's just cruise. Let's just cruise nice and easy. I don't even want to make a wake, for God's sakes. I don't even want to do that. All right.
You can put a grill on, you know.
I want to be able to swim faster than my boat can travel. There you go. That's basically where I'm at. Yeah. So all right. Well, that's gonna do it for us here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Fact and opinion, hauling ace.
Right.
We'll see you next time for another fact and opinion right here on the After Show podcast.